going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but...
That went over the scoreboard.
That sounded good.
Another Jack for Jack.
That's a good one.
Jack Watch.
Oh, yeah. Jack Caglione, what has he been doing here now in 36 games in AA?
No Royals game yesterday, so it was easy to pay attention to Jack Caglione in the minors yesterday. Just went another 2-for-4, 2 walks, 3 runs scored last night. I want to point out that it just so happened that J.J. Piccolo and Mike Sweeney were in town. Taking a quick look at Jack yesterday as well. I believe maybe they're there for a couple of days. I don't know the exact details of their trip, but... Some Royals brass.
I think we're getting close.
Down there in Double A to take a look. In his last 23 games in Double A, he has 103 plate appearances. Do you remember when we were talking about like they wanted him to get like 100 at bats gold just in the minors to kind of get a sense before they were going to like move him up? He said 1 to 500 at bats before maybe the major league, so it could have been the entire minor league season. This is just 23 games. 103 plate appearances. He's hitting .398 with a .476 on base. And a 1.135 OPS. 6 homers, 5 doubles, 13 walks, 24 RBI, and he's only striking out 17% of the time. And if for some reason that number sounds high to you, it's not. It's actually a really good strikeout number. Most people don't pay attention to K numbers. They're going to see that he struck out 18 times in 23 games. Like, is that too high? It's not. That is a good strikeout rate. He's only striking out 17%. So look, we know the numbers are crazy. We know the numbers... In Double A are crazy. .324 average, .400 on base. I am officially at the point of that I at least want to throw it out there, Gold. Is there any chance that the Royals would now consider looking at not AAA being a factor for Jack Caglione? We're right at the press point of Hunter Renfroe. Maybe their original plan for Jack Caglione changes because... Not that he's just been good in Double A. He's been awesome in Double A. Is there any part of you that wonders if the Royals are toying with the idea of what would it look like if he didn't go to Omaha?
The longer he stays in Double A, it does. But I also know what J.J. Piccolo said to us on air, and I understand things
can
change.
Even like a week ago, yeah.
I understand things can change. But yeah, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, he always pointed out, hey, there's this other level between Double A and Major League Baseball, and it's called Triple A. And so that has stuck with me. Can things change and circumstances change both in the minor league level based on his own performance? Can things change based on what's going on in the big league club? Sure. Nobody's going to say, I said this, so I have to 100% stick with it on something like this. He would have his reasons for them changing their mind. But I still would be surprised, yes. Is it more likely each and every day that they consider that? I think so. But right now, I will still go back from... The beginning, go back to even last fall, let alone spring training. I always thought, and I think you for the most part agreed, that the path for Cags was going to be AA, and then check in around Memorial Day, which is a week or two away.
Stint in AAA.
Memorial Day or so.
6 weeks.
Check in, and then maybe that's the call up. That's the call up to AAA. And then he's in AAA for a month or two, and that puts you at the end of July or so, and that's when he gets called up. Timelines can change, and JJ has never put a timeline on it. That's one thing he's been clear on. They don't have a specific drop-dead date or something like that. But I have always thought Memorial Day makes a lot of sense to call him up to AAA, and we're only a week or so from that. Maybe it happens next week, which is a week before.
I mean, at this point, I've made it very clear. There is absolutely no more reason for him to play AA baseball. Either put him in AAA or put him in the bigs. There's no more reason for AA. In the last month of playing baseball in AAA, he's hitting .400 with a .500 on base percentage and a near .1200 OPS. We're good. The strikeouts are way down. By all accounts, he's playing a passable to above passable right field. Like, I'm just asking if there's like plans change. And I don't hold JJ to something he told us before the season, which was, hey man, there is this level called AAA.
Yep.
It has happened before, part of it, because that was a more than fair comment at that time. Because Gould, at that time when he was saying that, Jack Caglione played like 6 games in AA. He had barely even scratched the surface of playing minor league baseball. It was a more than fair thing to say. Now we've got what, 40 games in AA? And he's
almost, and
he's killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like plans can change based on performance. You might have also always thought AA to AAA to the bigs, and it was going to be August or September, or it was going to be next year. And like somebody pointed out, like this is small, but like MLB Pipeline always puts their projected arrival in the major league time.
Mm-hmm.
The original one at the beginning of this year said 2026. They have altered that to say 2025. He is now a top 10 prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. He has always been the number one prospect in the Royal system. We got almost 40 games in the minors, and it's starting to look kind of ludicrous.
No, something's going
to
happen
here
pretty
soon. A little too easy.
I feel like something's happening pretty soon. And by that pretty soon, I really believe in this 2-week time frame. And I tend to think that's a AAA call-up more than a big league call-up, but we'll see. I know what fans want.
I'm just asking if you think they're kicking it around. Do you think that they've had an internal discussion about skipping AAA?
Has it ever come up? Yes. Yeah, has it ever come up? I'm sure it has.
Did they get close on it? That I don't know. Do I think that they kicked it around in a meeting? I kind of think.
Has it ever come up? I would assume yes.
I plan to ask JJ Piccolo that next Tuesday. Just be like, let's say he gets called up or doesn't. Like, have you guys had any discussion? Has anybody ever in any room ever brought up the possibility of like, what if he didn't play at Omaha? Because we've talked about the pros and cons. That is a hitter-friendly park, and the pitchers are of a different quality. Like, they don't have the stuff, but they are better at using their stuff. It's just such a
some of the conversation has to be too, okay, you see what's happening in the outfield and the big league level. And if you don't believe you're going to be able to make an aggressive trade, then that might change your thought process. And you and I think they need to do multiple moves. But if it's, you know, if some of the rumblings and rumors are true that there's a little bit of a payroll cap in season now to go and acquire, and can they take on more money? And I'm not saying that that's the case, but there's some rumblings that maybe that's an issue during the season, acquiring someone that's going to bump the cap up, the payroll up. And so if that's the case, does that mean you're willing to maybe press the issue more with calling somebody up sooner? I don't know if that's what's happening, but that if they did it, it would make me wonder if that was why they skipped a level.
Yeah, it just feels like that's what I'm asking, because it's all hands on deck to watch him, clearly. Mike Sweeney, J.J. Piccolo, and Ned Yost mentioned on Fesco in the morning that he was going down to watch the AA team.
Fesco and Dusty,
Fesco and Dusty. He didn't say, I'm watching Jack. I mean, he mentioned Jack Caglione, but he didn't say he was going down there. It's all hands on deck. Part of me wonders if they're like, can we just get all the eyes on him? Anybody think this kid can play in the bigs? Just quick straw poll.
We're going to keep talking Royals baseball, specifically the big league level, with Jake Eisenberg, one of the voices of the Royals. He was also at the Royals 2015 and 1985 gala last night. So we'll ask him where things are standing heading into a huge series against the Cardinals.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.